Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. The sun is shining. Yes, it is still shining. It was when I came in, and it is now. Maybe your vacation plans are finally gelling, and hopefully you're looking forward to some kind of relaxing break over the next couple of months. So it's time to ask that all-important seasonal question. What are you reading this summer, and why? While we always do get some of our best book suggestions from you, our listeners, and I would like you to call us at 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, we have a professional to ride shotgun with me. So joining me is Laura Miller, a professional reader who is a senior writer at Salon.com, where, among other subjects, she writes about books. She's also the author of The Magician's Book, A Skeptic's Adventure in Narnia. Laura Miller, welcome to WNYC.
It's great to be with you.
So Gerald Nadler is reading a biography of Lincoln and Bob Kuttner's economics books. And I have to confess that I did have Adam Cohen's book about Roosevelt's 100 Days on my night table for a while. And I actually really loved it, and it's enjoyable. But this summer, I might actually be turning to fiction or something a little lighter. What do you recommend?
Well, I mean, the recommending books is always kind of a delicate operation, and so I have to start with a caveat and say that I usually won't recommend a book to someone personally unless I already know what they like. But in the summer, I think most people want to go for something a little bit lighter. I mean, there are always these people who hope to finally tackle War and Peace and never actually make it. But most of us, I think, like something kind of light, and I personally like thrillers. And so I came up with a list of thrillers
Cool.
that we recommended
I do
on
too.
Our site.
I love thrillers. So but I don't like cheap thrillers. So
no, yes, exactly. You want some good writing and some believable characters and along with your great plot.
So what do you recommend?
Well, I'm recommending the sequel to a great book called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which many of your listeners will have heard of, by Stieg Larsson. This is the second book in a three-book series. It's called The Girl Who Played with Fire. If you haven't read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, just go out and get that right now. It's set in Sweden. It's about a disgraced journalist who teams up with a kind of punkette hacker to solve a mystery. And then in the second book, the sort of the shadowy past of the punkette hacker comes to light, and they're just really great atmospheric. They're long, but sometimes you want kind of a long summer book, as long as it just keeps you turning the pages, and I love Stieg Larsson, so that's my number one recommendation.
And God forbid one should run out of things to read on a family vacation.
And you're stuck with reading, you know, your relatives' magazines. Yeah, that would be bad.
That's bad, or whatever's been left at the B&B. Okay, tell us your number two, then I want to get to some calls.
I also, if you have something a little bit more literary than Sarah Waters' book, The Little Stranger, which is in many ways a classic gothic tale set in a big old kind of crumbling British mansion after World War II, where strange events are occurring, possibly a haunting or a poltergeist, but you don't really find out until the end. That's a completely wonderful, beautifully written book that, you know, is just as literary as any of your more serious novels that you might read during the year, but also has some kind of old-fashioned entertainment value as well.
Here's a couple of comments from our listeners. Dan Crocker from Narragansett, Rhode Island, a good place to be reading books, writes, I just read A World I Never Made by James Lepore, and I highly recommend it as a great summer read. It is a page-turner, unlike many page-turners, because it is very well written, just what we were talking about, with excellent character development. Again, just what we were talking about. How'd you know that? And he says, from the first scene where a father intentionally misidentifies a body that is supposed to be his daughter but is not, who has allegedly committed suicide, I was hooked and remain so through the compelling story. Did you read that book?
No, I can't get to all of them, but I definitely have heard that it's very good.
Here's another one, a suggestion from Susan G. from Manhattan. Fantastic summer reads. I rarely hear mentioned Elizabeth Cunningham's marvelous trilogy inspired by the life of Mary Magdalene. A glorious revisioning, Magdalene Rising, The Passion of Mary Magdalene, and A Bright Dark Madonna. Also, Diana Gabaldon's Outlander series, can't beat these on a holiday, and just published a wondrous book, The Mystery of Grace by Charles DeLint. Any thoughts on those books before we go to the callers?
I do like Diana Gabaldon, even if I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, and Charles DeLint. I'm not familiar with the first one, but those are sort of fantasy. The Outlander series is a kind of a historical romance series, and Charles DeLint writes in a genre called Urch, which has sort of got magical creatures set in a contemporary world.
Let's take some calls. Irina from the Lower East Side. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'm going to recommend The History of Love, which I just finished reading. And the next book I'm going to read is called White Teeth by Zadie Smith. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend Katya, because she's the one who recommended them, and they're so far so good. The Zadie Smith novel is actually about people immigrating and kind of a different perspective on how you interact and how to integrate cultures. And it's written really emotionally, so I'm really into these books, and I think that they're really easy to read. And if you like to cry, which I do, they definitely do that.
Now, what about The History of Love? Why'd you like that?
It was one of those stories where there was some kind of, it was fiction, but it was also very real. The emotions were the most realistic portrayal of the types of emotions that they talked about that I've ever read. It's hard to explain because I can't tell if it was written as a documentary style book or if it was written as a fantasy style book, because it was a mixture of both. It was just really excellent. I couldn't stop reading it.
All right. And White Teeth was published in 2000, I believe. Thanks, Irina, from your call. Let's go to Dan, Staten Island. Dan, what are you going to be reading this summer?
Hello. Yes, I'm going to be reading a book by Harold Camping called To God Be the Glory. And it's a great book with a lot of biblical references that are very accurately worked out, and are comparing scripture with scripture in the Bible. And he's got a radio station called Family Radio. It's on 94.7 FM, and it's excellent Bible study, and it's really current news about the state of the world and how God is going to come and judge
the world.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your call, Dan. Let's go down to Jennifer from Yorkville. Hi, Jennifer. You're on WNYC.
Hi. I'm reading the original manuscript, the original version of Look Homeward, Angel, pre-editing, and it's called Oh Lost. And I'm reading it because my great aunt, my mother's family were from Asheville, and she was friends with Thomas Wolfe when she came up here to New York during the Great Depression. And I have a first edition autographed copy of Look Homeward, Angel, but it's crumbling. I'm afraid to touch it. So I bought this when I went to the Thomas Wolfe house on a visit to Asheville. And it's chunky. I'm going to be spending the entire summer, I think, reading through this. But it's fascinating. It's so interesting to read.
Laura Miller, will that be a summer well spent?
I don't know. I'm one of the zillions of people who hasn't read Thomas Wolfe. He was once just a major American author. But I have to say, it warms my heart to know that he still has readers out there, because he's sort of one of those famous cases of the guy that nobody reads anymore that everybody used to read. And so I feel good. It's making me feel good to know that at least one person out there is reading him still.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Ann from Hell's Kitchen. Hi, you're on WNYC. What are you reading this summer?
Hi, I just finished Alex and Me by Irene Pepperberg, which is the biography of the African gray parrot that she had trained for 30 years. And it was wonderful. I mean, any animal lover of any animal, I think, would really, really appreciate it. But the one I'm looking forward to rereading this weekend is The Little Book by Selden Edwards. It's a historical fiction, and it's got everything in it. It's got romance and time travel, and part of it is set in turn-of-the-century Vienna. And it's a really, really great book.
Now, how about that, Laura Miller? Is that a big summer pleasure rereading?
Yes. I mean, I think a lot of people like to reread books that they loved when they were young, whether it's children's fiction or maybe it's Jane Eyre or J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings or any sort of book that was one of the original books that they really fell in love with at that time of your life when you just spend hours and hours reading because you don't have any other responsibilities. And I think a lot of people like to go back to those. Pride and Prejudice or any Jane Austen is another really popular summer reread.
So what are you most looking forward to this summer? And we do have to wrap up, and I'll say what I'm most looking forward to.
Well, the book I'm the most excited about is called The Magicians by Lev Grossman. It's coming out in August, and it is like a cross between Harry Potter and Donna Tartt's The Secret History. I've started it, and it's completely unputdownable. If you like either of those two series, I think you probably like The Magicians a lot.
All right, we are going to have to wrap up, but let me say what is on my... I have just started to read A Short History of Women, which I just love. I feel like it feels
like... She's a great writer.
The Hours, or it feels like, you know, yeah. Virginia Woolf. I mean, it's just fantastic. And I also feel like I can't wait to get around and read Outliers this summer, which I think is now way up there on the bestseller list. Thanks so much, Laura Miller, senior writer at Salon, and we'll post some of those recommendations online. This is Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. And don't forget to check out our new podcast today, Digesting Politics. Brian's going to be calling us in from Aspen, where he'll be later in the week.